Luke chapter number 11, where the holidays are over now and you got to go back to work, so we'll go back to the study of the book of Luke. And welcome to 2004. Have you been seeing the pictures from Mars? Aren't they beautiful? It just looks like a barren wasteland. But it's to stick a payload about the size of a SUV on the end of a Roman candle and shoot it 100 million miles across space and hit something is amazing to me. I mean, I can't wad up a piece of paper and throw it from here to John and hit him. And shoot that thing all the way across space, 100 million miles, what took 3 years for it to get there, and hit the thing and have it land and then open up and turn around and start talking back to you. To me, it's just, it's beyond my ability to comprehend the technology that does that. I'm glad for it. And I know that, you know, in my watch here, the little thing that makes the watch run, and I'm glad for that, so I can tell what time of the day and the day of the week and the day of the month keeps me from being lost. And the computer and all that kind of stuff, and I just, it's fascinating. Now, they haven't found any little green men yet. And I was in Detroit last night doing the television, and the first TV program I made, I called it A Message from the Man on Mars. And there's a message from the man on Mars in the Bible, you recall. And so we talked about that. But they hadn't found any little green men on Mars yet, and they're not gonna. And they're looking for life, and they're not going to find that. But they are going to find, they should find water, or at least the evidence of water. And when they do, they're going to say, well, see, we knew life could have been out here, but they won't know why it was there. You got to understand the book of Genesis and the book of Job to understand why it was there. It wasn't there to create life. It was there because of some other things. And the Bible lays all that stuff out for you. But most of the people that are getting there and doing all that aren't paying attention to the Bible anyway. But they're doing what God told Adam to do, have dominion over creation. They're doing what God told Job man ought to be doing, having dominion over creation. And part of dominion is going in, figuring it out, examining it, and gaining the benefit and the value of it. And so it's fascinating to me to see all those things. And it instead of it destroying faith, it ought to encourage your faith. And the vastness and the emptiness of a universe without God or God's purpose, because the center of the universe is this planet right here, from the purpose and plan of what the universe is created for. And that's why everything centers here. And anyway, Luke chapter 11. It's fascinating to see all that. And I got a dose of it because I'm laying in the bed. I've seen enough television in the last week to last me 5 lifetimes. I don't see much TV normally. And man, have I seen it in the last, you're laying in the bed. I couldn't read because my eyes hurt too bad. And for me to go a day without reading something, about the third day, I told Cynthia, I said, are you able to get up? She said, why? I said, just go upstairs and bring a cereal box down. I just want to read the ingredients on the cereal box. I need to read something. You know, I just can't stand to be able to. Usually if I'm sick and laying in the bed, I can read, you know, but this was just the fever and stuff wouldn't let me. But I'm glad to be able to read again tonight. Luke chapter number 11, verse number 20. We're down in this passage where the Lord is. We've been down through these verses, and I want to begin in verse, start in verse 19 again tonight, verse 18. But this answer that Christ has given here with regard to casting out the devils, you remember he's talking, it springs off of verse 13 when he's talking about the Father giving them the Holy Spirit. And Luke records some things now that demonstrate the power of the Holy Spirit's ministry and what it would be like when he does give them the Holy Spirit. First thing, verse 14, he cast out devils. And they come along and said, but you're doing that by the power of Beelzebub, And he's going to make the point to them that, no, I'm not doing it by the powers of Beelzebub. I'm doing it by the power of the Spirit of God. It's the Spirit of God that gives me the authority and the capacity to do this. But when Christ, by the Spirit of God, is casting out devils, there's a conflict going on between Satan and God. And really what's going on, verse 18, if Satan also be divided against himself, how shall his kingdom stand? There's going to be a kingdom issue. There's the kingdom of Satan being contended with by the kingdom of God. Because ye say that I cast out devils through Beelzebub, and if I by Beelzebub cast out devils, by whom do your sons cast them out? Therefore, shall they be your judges? In other words, the second point he's making, it doesn't make any sense to say that I'm casting out devils by the power of Beelzebub, because if you're saying I'm representing the devil, and if I'm over here representing the devil and I'm casting devils out by the power of the devil, that'd be the devil fighting against himself. It doesn't make sense. And besides that, if I'm casting them out by the power of the devil, how do you know who your kids are casting them out by? And then verse 20, but if I with the finger of God cast out devils, no doubt the kingdom of God is come unto you. Notice that the casting out of the devils, and we've studied this at great length already in Luke, and you recall when we were back in Luke 8 about the Gadarenes. And how he cast the devil out, the legion of devils that were in this one guy. And we talked to you at some length about the fact that the devil doesn't, the demons in that guy don't say, don't cast us out of the man. They say, don't cast us out of the land. Because they were in the land, and they were there to possess and hold the land of Palestine and the land of Israel, this land, this geographic place on the planet that God had determined to establish His kingdom. That's what the contention was about. And Satan knew that the nation Israel was God's instrument to come in and repossess that land. And so he's got his demons, his devils, in possessing Israel to defile and corrupt. They're called unclean spirits. And they're designed to corrupt the nation Israel and to possess the nation Israel and to keep Israel from being able to be used by God to repossess the land. As it says, if I by the finger of God. Now, by that verse, you ought to write down Matthew 12, verse 28. Because in Matthew 12, 28, it says, if I by the Spirit of God cast out devils. In the Bible, and those are two verses to compare where you get a definition of what the finger of God is. Now, what Jesus is saying, if I by the finger of God... If I don't have to work up any more sweat to get rid of the devil than just to flick him with my finger. See, he's talking about how easy this is for me to do. But it's a good verse to show the definition of what the finger of God is. Because back in Exodus, when he writes the Ten Commandments, and you remember what the verse said? They're written by the finger of God. Well, what does that mean? What's the finger of God writing them back there? It's the Holy Spirit. And that's two verses that you compare. You get the definition of what the finger of God is. But when he says that in verse 20, if I by the finger of God cast out devils, he's demonstrating his power, the ease with which he can do this. If I with the finger of God cast out devils, no doubt the kingdom of God has come unto you. What I'm doing is I'm coming in here and I'm casting out the rule of Satan and his emissaries, and I'm establishing the rule of God and his emissaries. Now the illustration, verse 21, when a strong man, armed, here's a strong guy, and he's got all of his soldiers and his munitions, keepeth his palace, his goods are in peace. But when a stronger than he shall come unto him and overcome him, he taketh from him all his armor wherein he trusted, and divideth his spoils. Now that passage is very descriptive of the contest that's going on and what Satan is doing and what Christ is doing when he casts out the devils. The strong man, in verse 21, is Satan. when a strong man, he tells Jesus, if you go back to Luke chapter 4, verse number 5, Luke 4, 5, when Christ is being tempted by the devil in the wilderness, Luke 4, 5 says, the devil, taking him up into a high mountain, showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said unto him, all this power will I give unto thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will give it. He's saying, I am the supreme ruler over all the kingdoms of this planet. Now, by the way, if he was the ruler over all the kingdoms of the planet, that would include the nation Israel, wouldn't it? Yeah. Well, when was that given to him? Well, the rulership over the kingdoms of the earth, over man, the right to rule in the earth, Adam surrendered it back in Genesis 3. But God reclaimed that right of rulership and gave it to Abraham. And Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and on down through David, and he said, on David's throne, that's who's going to rule over the planet. But back at the time of around 606 B.C. with the Babylonian captivity, that throne, that crown, the right to go out and be the instrument of God that's going to reclaim the government of the earth. Those passages back in Ezekiel, the crown has fallen from their head. Take the diadem away from them. And Israel lost that status. And for the first time in all of human history, God gave the right to rule over the earth to a Gentile nation. And Genesis and the book of Daniel is in your Bible in order to delineate what the Bible calls the times of the Gentiles. And from the time he took that crown away from Israel till the time Messiah comes and restores that crown. The book of Daniel gives you the history of the times of the Gentiles. And what the times of the Gentiles are about in the Bible is when God has said, okay, I'll let the Gentiles run the planet for a while. My people won't do it. I'll let them do it until the time I come and do for them what they won't do for themselves. That's why the Lord Jesus Christ is the one that comes. There's the Babylonian kingdom, that big image Daniel saw with the head of gold and the chest of silver and the belly and thighs of brass and the legs of iron and clay and the feet of iron and clay. And the